Hello, welcome to the Word of Life podcast. I hope you're having a beautiful day. Today, Pastor Chris is sharing in Rhapsody of Realities, a knowledge of relationship. Hallelujah. The scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Hallelujah. This was the Apostle Paul was praying, inspired by the Spirit. Hallelujah. That he spread to the Ephesian Christians. Hallelujah. Pastor says, just because you have been a Christian for a long time doesn't necessarily mean you'll be effective for God and in the things of God. It takes more than singing nicely, praising God joyfully, and even preaching to be effective for Christ and for the kingdom. You have to know Him in a very personal way. Hallelujah. Pastor says, that's the reason for Paul's prayer for the baby church in Ephesus. As read in our opening verse, Paul heard about their love for God. They were so excited about the things of God, but he knew they lacked something and prayed that the Lord would grant it to them, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Did you hear that? The Spirit of wisdom and knowledge. How important it is. Hallelujah. There's a certain type of knowledge, a certain type of revelation of God that you ought to have. It's called epignosis in Greek. Knowledge that relates with the known, a knowledge of relationship. This knowledge is different from theology or mere science. Did you hear that? It's a knowledge that not just by you get it by reading, but it's an experiential knowledge. You have a relationship. Hallelujah. You can appropriate that prayer of the Spirit through Paul for yourself. Put your name there and say, I have the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the accurate knowledge of God. You will experience the unveiling. Hallelujah. It's the work of the Spirit of God. Even say it right now. I have the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the accurate knowledge of God, in the accurate knowledge of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Without this kind of knowledge, you'll be a religious Christian, doing things religiously without having a real relationship with God. When you have that relationship, you no longer see Him as the God of David or the God of Elijah. He becomes your God. He's personal to you. That's when you really appreciate and celebrate your union and oneness with Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Study the scriptures. Declare that I have the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Get to know God and walk with Him. Have that relationship. He become your God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shall we take this prayer together? Dear Father, I thank you for giving me the Spirit of wisdom, insight into realities, and revelation in the knowledge of you. Absolute knowledge that comes through revelation and relationship, through my relationship and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Grace and peace are multiplied in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can study further into this subject by reading 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 2 to 3. Also, Ephesians chapter 1 verses 16 and 17. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you are listening to this podcast, and if you have not yet received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to say this prayer after me. meaning every word from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Don't delay receiving eternal life into your spirit. You can know God as your Father and have a relationship with Him. You might would have been a Christian, but if you have never said the prayer of salvation, maybe it's time for you to repeat these words after me and mean it with your heart. Dear Lord, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins on the cross, and He was raised from the dead on the third day. I declare that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for loving me with your life. I am a child of God. I receive eternal life into my spirit. Amen. If you said this prayer, congratulations. You have become a genuine child of God. God is with you. Hallelujah. You can email us using the email in the podcast description. You can also find us in the Apple Podcast Store or the Google Podcast Store by looking for Word of Life Podcast, or by simply clicking the links in the podcast notes. You can subscribe to our channel. We'll be so excited to hear from you. Have a glorious day. Walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. And you will see exceptional glory in your life. God bless you.